Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
I can't even tell you how many people are sending us messages and calling us about these Hillary Duff tickets that we are giving away.
Yeah, that's a big
deal. It is a hot ticket. Mark called in. Hi, Marky Mark. Good morning.
Hi, Jer. Hi, Katie. Josh.
Hi.
Hello. What was your question off the air for me?
I don't know if you guys are giving any more Hillary Duff tickets away because I'm not awake early enough for Fast Five.
Well, first of all, get your butt out of bed. Try to play some Fast Five. We'll have another pair tomorrow at 7:30 for that game. But the other way you can do it is go follow us on Facebook and Instagram, which is Mix 100 Denver. Follow us and then tag a friend, and then you'll be in the running. So that's one way to do it. But, I mean, are you just like a massive fan?
Since I was a little kid, I grew up on Castle Meets Wendy, Lizzie McGuire.
Really?
So you're by the dozen.
Can you like name
all of them?
Cadet Kelly.
Do you know all of her songs?
I know all of her songs off of any of her albums.
Wait, what?
So you can just reel them off?
Yeah. Pick an album, I can name all the songs in order.
You pick an album. Pick an album.
Let's do Most Wanted.
Okay.
Katie, pull up Most Wanted really quick. Hillary Duff.
Got it.
All right, go. Go, Mark.
Oh, me?
Yep.
Me? Oh, sorry. I wasn't paying attention.
It's all good. Okay, now reel off all the songs on that album.
So in order, first song is Wake Up, and then The Getaway, Beat of My Heart, Come Clean, Mr. James Dean, So Yesterday, Metamorphosis, Rock This World, Break My Heart, Fly, Girl Can Rock, Our Lips Are Sealed,
What?
Why Not, / I Am.
Okay, to make sure you're not cheating, Katie, pick another album and see if he can do it.
Okay, well, hang on. Hang on a second. Hillary Duff albums.
Hey, Alexa.
Hillary Duff
You didn't
albums.
Read that off Google, did you, Mark?
No, I have a big Hillary Duff fan.
All right, give me another album, Katie.
Would you even know Santa Claus Lane, her holiday-themed debut?
Yeah, 2003.
Shut up!
Okay.
Pull up the list on that one.
Hold on a second.
She's trying.
Hold on a second. I need...
She's not very good at computers.
I'm fine at computers. It just takes a second. Jeez. Okay. Got it. Go ahead.
Okay. The first song is What Christmas Should Be. Second song is Santa Claus Lane. Then Santa Claus is Coming to Town. And then I Heard Santa on the Radio. Jingle Bell Rock. When the Snow Comes Down in Pencil-Town.
Wait.
Sleigh Ride. Tell Me a Story About the Night Before.
Oh, my gosh.
Last Christmas. Same Old Christmas featuring her sister, Haley, who she doesn't talk to. Wonderful Christmas.
Mark. You're nuts, dude.
And the funny thing is you could totally be Googling it, but I can
But
just,
we randomly pulled that one up.
We did. And not only but that, but I can hear
legit.
You thinking. Like, I can hear it through your brain, the
process. I feel like you're
like,
legit.
Wow, Mark, yeah, you really are.
Trying, I couldn't even get tickets in the pre-sale, and it was so hard, so I've been trying to win them.
Oh, dude. Here's what I want to do. No guarantees. I'm going to tell you no guarantees, but you are a massive fan.
Absolutely.
I'm going to put you on hold. I'm going to have Josh get all of your information, okay?
Okay.
And if we happen to, I'm going to talk to Big Rob. If we happen to have any extra tickets, I would love to give them to you.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you right now, no guarantees. This is a big what if.
Okay? I appreciate it at least.
We're going to try. We're going to try for you.
We will try for
you. We want
you
to
man.
Be there. You know all their. It's crazy. It's crazy, Mark.
I was in her 2004 tour DVD when they were at the Fillmore.
He was in the tour DVD.
You know what?
Get this man some tickets.
You need to be there on Monday night.
We
I really hope so.
We will effort this.
I even thought about sneaking into Red Rock.
Can you see
I'm
him?
I'm going to catch a charge.
Shuffling
going to see Hillary
up the
Duff.
Side.
That's amazing, Mark.
I love this call.
Yeah, this is really good.
Do you have any fun like tidbits about Hillary Duff that like people wouldn't know?
Yeah.
Or do you know trivia or facts?
I know so much about the Duffster, so it all depends.
Just give me like a couple things. Like this would be like your go-to. I just met you in a bar, and we're just chatting at the bar, and, out of nowhere, I'll be like, hey, do you know anything about Hillary Duff?
So the most random thing I know about Hillary Duff is her shoe size.
What is it?
It's a size 5 in kids.
She's got tiny feet.
That's a little foot.
My goodness, Mark. All right, buddy. I'm going to put you on hold. Josh is going to come back, get all your information, and we'll try our best, all right?
Okay.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you for calling us today.
Thanks for listening.
Okay, that's wild.
That. is
that's a, wild to know the albums like that.
But that's who we want at the concert, right? Like, that's who you want at Red Rocks. I mean, the fact that he could name every single song.
We'll see. Now, don't everybody be calling in and giving me a bunch of Hillary Duff trivia. That's a one-time thing. We'll try to get him some tickets.
From the debut Christmas album?
Jeepers creepers. All right. All right, so if you've been following along for any time during this show, Katie has been in love with this guy in Chicago.
I love him.
He's coming into town tomorrow.
Yeah, to see me.
It's going to end in disaster.
No, it's not.
Josh and I have already talked off the air. We're going to prepare ourselves because Katie's going to be gone tomorrow. About Monday morning.
That's dealing with maybe a sad Katie.
But we'll see how it goes.
Everything's going to be fine.
If it does go bad, please have some energy on Monday.
Bring some fried chicken in the studio.
Don't be
keeping me happy.
But this is like an on again, off again relationship, and I don't know. We're gonna see how it plays out.
I know, and it's funny because you guys don't care for him. I noticed.
Yeah, but I don't like
because
him
because I know you don't like how he treats me.
Yeah, yeah, but that's a huge red flag.
Like, I think it's fine. I like
well,
him a lot.
I'm gonna give you a list here. These are girl flexes that instantly make you more attractive to men. So maybe you can try a few of these out, and you're gonna totally hook him.
It's perfect.
Besides literally just hooking up.
No, because I'm going to ask
him. Just smashing this weekend and then sending him on his way.
I'm going to ask him if he loves me, so this is perfect.
Oh this is going to be bad on Monday.
God.
Monday is going to be bad.
I need to ask him, right? Okay, well, give me the flexes first.
Shouldn't have to ask.
What? Josh?
I just...
What? No.
I know you're so excited.
Does he love me? He loves me now. He loves me.
So here are some flexes that the ladies can do to land a man. So even if you're another lady listening right now, maybe you can do some of these.
Okay.
Comfortable with power tools. Well, you're out.
What do you mean? You've never seen me with a wrench. Okay.
You got to be comfortable with power tools.
Need to see me with
the little note here. It sounds weird, but it's really attractive and pretty bad arse when a woman can pick up a drill and drill something or saw something. That's not you.
The thing you mentioned wasn't even a power tool. A wrench isn't a power tool.
Yeah.
Don't they have a wrench with batteries?
Here's another one.
Okay. All right, keep going. Keep going.
Financially responsible. Well,
keep going. Keep going.
There's two strikes.
Are you going to get to one I can actually flex with, Jer?
Another one on the list. Being able to function an hour without having to check your phone.
I'm pretty good at that. I can do that. No,
that one I can do.
That one I can definitely do.
Not posting on social media. Well, we'll scratch that one out. Emotional maturity. Scratch that one out. Problem-solving skills.
Come on.
Well, we'll scratch that one out.
Don't get to the bottom of it.
Okay. A green thumb is a solid.
Okay, you can scratch
that
out
scratch
twice.
That
You've never kept
out.
Anything alive in your
Me
life.
Killing air plants over here.
So far, things aren't looking so good.
Where is, like, you
At least
know?
You waxed your hoo-ha. At least you got that going for you. As we discussed earlier on the show.
Created a very weird tan line, but yes, I did. Yes, I did. Oh,
the ability to take responsibility.
Come on. I am nothing if I'm not accountable.
I got one.
I'm going to give you half.
What do you
mean? Okay, let me I'll unscratch a little bit of it.
Yeah. I own my stuff. Yes.
Good posture is a flex. Well,
she was hunched over the mic just now.
You got a hunchback.
No, I don't. Oh.
Here's one I genuinely don't know. The solid flex that a woman can have that makes them more attractive. Picking stuff up off the floor with your toes.
I can do that.
Ding, 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 ding.
That's a flex?
Apparently that is a
flex.
I don't know. There is something to that. I don't know what it is. I didn't think so. I had to stew on that one. But there is something about that that's kind of there's a cute factor to it. Like if you're sitting on the couch watching a movie or something and you're like and this girl you're with is like and she's stretching out and she grabs the remote with her toes and like pulls it in. There's something cute about that.
Can you not do it? Like, is that why?
Oh, no, I got crazy monkey toes. I can pick up the phone and make a call.
See, that's so funny.
I can make a call with my toes.
Making spaghetti with these things.
I can do origami with my toes. You don't even know. There are times when, just for fun, we'll be in bed and I'll reach over and just pinch Nicole's, like, leg with my toes. And she's like,
that's me. weird.
I have the world's strongest toes. I'm like Spider-Man. I could shuffle up a building.
That's something new about Jeremy.
Curious about the world. That is you.
That is me.
You got another one. You got two so far. Okay. And the final one, which I will just give you a pre, is a sense of humor. You definitely
Come
have
on.
A sense of humor.
Three's all I need.
So you got a sense of humor, you're curious about the world, and you can pick stuff up off the floor with your toes. Other than that, you don't have
and
emotional maturity.
I'm accountable.
You're not financially responsible, and you can't put your phone down. So okay. We'll see how it goes.
It'll be fine.
So 9 months ago, you went out to see him.
Yeah, and before that, it was like 3 years that we hadn't seen each other. But we talk all the time. We talk, we message, we FaceTime. Like, you know, it's been... What, Jeremy?
Nah, there's stuff I can't say about your messages.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then when you were out there in Chicago, you were hoping for a good time. Uh-huh. And sadly, if y'all remember...
I was met with disappointment.
Lady things happened to a lady. Mm-hmm.
The day I came there.
The day that she arrived in Chicago, Aunt Flo arrived as well.
Yeah. Oh.
So that was a bummer.
It's so bad.
And I can't even tell you guys off the air about how much Katie is paranoid about that happening again.
Yeah, I know.
And on top of it, making sure she eats no lettuce right now because the lettuce diarrhea that's going around.
I didn't know that'd be on my bingo card, too. Here I am worrying about another thing just because it's in the news.
For the past week, she's been avoiding lettuce because she knows this guy is coming into town.
Yeah.
And she wants everything to be perfect. She waxed yesterday, got a tan. Like, you are prepared.
got a pedi and a mani.
Yes.
Like,
teeth have been whitened.
Did all of it.
Is your apartment clean?
Yes. All of it.
Top to bottom.
I mean,
new wardrobe.
I have done everything you can think to get ready to see this man whom I love. So it's just, yeah, like, I feel like. Like, we're in the clear going into it. He's coming tomorrow morning. It looks like everything's going to be fine, but there's still a couple things that I'm like,
yeah.
I don't even know how to deal with it.
So my question to you is, I know you're kind of puckered when it comes to restroom behavior. We're all adults here. We can talk about this.
Yeah.
And your place is just like a one-bedroom place, and I've been to your house.
Yeah.
And the bathroom is right next to the bedroom.
Right?
Like
the door goes into the bathroom.
Next to it.
Yeah.
And he's staying
at my house.
At your house.
Yeah.
What's going to go on when you got to make a stinky? We got a dookie situation.
I don't know. Like, I have been trying so hard to factor the possibilities, the different, you know, example. I've just been trying to think of everything I can.
Like when you can get it
done. When I can get it done.
You could wake up in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
Oh.
Hold it.
You got to hold it for 3 days.
Are there pills that you can take that would make you not go?
I don't want to do that.
I bet you could.
I'm going to be all bloated.
Super bloated, though.
Bloated and unhappy.
Yeah.
Like, no. And then when you think about why we're, you know, hanging out, last thing I want to do is be bloated.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Because it's just essentially a booty call for this trip.
No,
that's all this trip is a booty call.
No, I mean, I love him. I'm going to ask him if he loves me.
For him, it's a booty call. We all know it.
Stop. But you're right.
I want to put $5 on whether or not this is going to end in disaster.
Oh, Josh, don't bet on it.
Nah, if Josh and I are on the same page,
yeah,
though.
I was like, I'll take
never mind.
Are you guys going to bet?
We just have a feeling, but that's okay.
We have talked about this while you are not in the studio, and we have a pretty good hunch that come Monday morning, it's going to be bad.
No.
That's actually also, Katie, we did get a good text really quickly from Stacy. Do you have the poopery?
I don't, but that's another thing I wanted to ask. Does that
stuff
even work?
Used it, but it's mess.
Yeah.
It helps.
Katie, though. It might not help.
It's not going to help oily stools.
No, you still know that something happened in there, right? It's not like it just clears the air completely.
Are you noisy?
No.
Oh, don't mind me. That was the door creaking.
No, I just like, again.
That wasn't me.
Well, because here's the thing.
Nope.
Even though
my shoes are squeaking.
We've known each other for 5 years. That is still a barrier we have not broken.
Really?
We haven't. Well, you've been together with Knick Knack for how long?
Oh,
and
yeah,
you
it's no big deal
like,
now.
But you guys keep it a little bit personal.
We still don't like go with the door open.
Yes, and the sense you'll
get. Okay, and
listen.
I will tell you, for many years, I would go to the basement.
See?
For many years.
See?
Yeah.
Even into marriage?
Oh, yeah. And I still will pick a different level now.
See?
Yeah, I'll pick
Could
a different
level.
Could
you do it
level.
Next fair. Door? Like, I'm talking, like, the other side of the wall is where you'd be doing it. With knick-knack. You've been together how long?
I could. I'm not too worried about it. Like, when we travel and stuff, you're in the hotel room,
yes.
and it's, like, there,
and
you know?
And so it's still uncomfortable.
It's still uncomfortable. Yeah. It's still, I feel like, a very private, kind of gross thing.
Exactly.
You know? It's a courtesy. Mine is a courtesy. I'm just going to go to a different level.
Yeah, but you can't even make a joke. Like, if you go out there, you can't go to Knick Knack and be like, I'd leave 5 or 10 minutes before you go in there. Like, you can't make a joke.
No, I do. I totally do that.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Or if I go, and then, you know, I was expecting her not to be upstairs, you know, and go into the bathroom to do something, I'm like, don't go in there. Yeah. What are you doing?
Don't go into the mess.
Like, I was
What's
just
happening?
In there. Don't go in there.
Yes.
Yeah, I'll give warning. But yeah, you're fresh, and this isn't a full-time thing.
It's not.
Yeah. What's he going
to
do?
Well, that's the thing is I feel like because when I went to go see him, I just made sure I planned it, right? Plus, his bathroom was not right next to his bedroom. So it's like, you know, there was a good barrier. He had a living room and then the bathroom.
So you got some space.
He had some space.
You have no space.
So, like, for him this time, I just feel like, here's my
and
option.
And your bathroom, too, is, like, right when you come in the front door. It's like a Jack and Jill, almost.
Yes.
You share it.
Yeah.
It's like, right there, too.
It's right there.
There's
and
no
so
escaping it.
Here's my thought process.
Here, let's do this really quick.
Okay.
Also, if anybody wants to sound off about this and give Katie advice, phone lines are always wide open with
Please
us.
Please call.
Give her some advice. Have you been in this situation? What should she do? 303-691-1649. Would love it if any ladies wanted to sound off about this. 303-691-1649. What were you going
to
say?
Oh, no. I just wanted to say that, you know, my thought process is I live so close to the station. I was just going to come here and do it.
No, you're
I was.
Not.
I was just going to come
no.
here. I was just going to tell him. I was going to say.
I'll be back in 15
yeah,
minutes.
Yeah, I have an emergency text from my boss. Oh, my gosh.
Every
I need
day?
To go to the station.
What if he
yeah,
wants to see
day,
the station?
Every day. Well, then I can go all the way to the back. So that was my only like
wow.
yeah remedy is I'll come here and do it.
Why are you letting him stay at your place? You should have just been like,
because
can you go-
I love him.
Well, then if you love him, he should deal with your BMs and your stanky booty then.
He will eventually, but right now I need to pretend that it's just, you know.
Let me ask you something. Do you have like a clubhouse at your place?
Oh. We do, actually.
Why didn't you think of that? You've got a clubhouse you could run down. Do you have a pool?
We have a bathroom.
You have a pool?
We have a pool.
You could be like the kids at my rec center and just go in the pool.
Blame it on the kids.
Just go poop in the pool. These little jerks. Phone lines are ringing. 303-691-1649 if you'd like to sound off about Katie's bowel movement.
Okay. This
is... I'll take a break and think about this for a second. Okay. Basically, what we're talking about right now, because Katie's got a lover coming to town, and she's a little worried about the bathroom situation, which is legit. This is a legit conversation, which a lot of people probably deal with. That first time being together, and, well, second for you, and doing the poopy time.
Well, it's a third, but, you know, who's kidding?
Well, then what are we even talking about this for?
Again, it's not really... a constant thing. Like, it's new every time because there's so much time in between. So it always feels like
it
it's
is fresh.
The first time.
It
know?
Is fresh, isn't it?
Yes. And so, yes.
Yeah. So what should she do? 303-691-1649. I'm thinking you should just run down to the clubhouse or use the hot tub or something at your complex.
Yeah.
And then
hot tub?
You were thinking maybe get here, come back to work and use the work restroom.
Yes.
We got a Stella on the line. Hi, Stella. Good morning. Wait a minute. Stella, how old are you?
I am 10.
You're 10? And you're calling in to give Katie advice on where to go to the bathroom when her boyfriend's in town?
Yeah.
Okay, well, go ahead.
Go, Stella.
I feel awkward.
So I was thinking maybe you can use the brand called Febreze.
Febreze.
Katie, have you ever heard of Febreze? Duh.
That'll work, right?
So that's your tip, huh?
Yeah.
Just spray the whole bathroom down with Febreze.
I gotta ask you something though, Stella. What if Katie's a little noisy in there going potty? Well, how does she cover that up?
Play music.
Yes.
Oh, perfect.
Play music.
Smart.
That is perfect. Yeah.
There you go.
Lots of bass in it.
That's the theme song. That's not covering it up at all,
I know,
all,
you
is
can
it?
Still hear it.
I don't think that's going to work. Stella, thank you for calling. That's
thank
very
you,
sweet of you.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow. I'm excited to hear how this goes, though.
Yeah,
so you're going to go pick him up tomorrow from the airport. We're going to get some updates from you during the show.
Yeah.
And then, I don't know, check in with us over the weekend. Send me some texts.
I will,
Josh
for
texts.
Sure.
It's going so poorly.
I know. I need somebody to hug me. I'm sure that won't be it. That's not going to
be
it.
No, you'll be fine.
Everything's going to be great. I'm very excited.
Good luck.
Thank you.